Democrats, you can sit there and play like it's like, where is this sudden rise of the Bible thumpers? I mean, they're just really starting to get animated with their beliefs. Because for the last 10, 15 years, you've been forcing the degeneracy on them to the point where it's like, look, they're going to start pushing back. And they're going to push back with what they know, which is Christian fundamentalism. So if you don't like it, well, guess what? They don't like your beliefs.
Welcome to the All-American Savage Show podcast with your host, John Burke, and his far more attractive co-host, me. Now, let's get into it. That's what your mom said.
Savage Show podcast. I'm your host, John Burke. I didn't want to end that song. It's a great song. It's got that like kind of 80s retro vibe to it. Good morning, America. Good morning, world. How you doing today? Glad you're here with us. Sorry for the late start today. Not even gonna lie, had some stuff I had to get done around the house. I am like this close to being done with the chicken coop. I'm ready to be done with it. I have busted my nails, scratched, I lost count of splinters. I lost count. I'm ready to be done with this. It's turned out a lot better than I thought it would be. I'm just, for my kind of, my hope initially was like, as long as the damn thing doesn't fall over, that's all I care. Now it's like, okay, this actually looks professionally done, if I could say so myself, which I do think it does. So, but anyway, Josh isn't here right now. He's having to work. We're developing an app. I think I spoke on this yesterday or the day before. We're developing an app for Shell Shock that you'll be able, I think, yeah, I did talk about this the other day before, that on the app, you can manage your subscription. We're going to have like deals, great things over there on the app that you can basically, it's just so much easier. We're redoing the website as well. We're going to simplify it. We've had some pros come in there, look at it. We're just doing a little makeover. Do a little Botox here. No, not really. Not really. So, but we're excited for that. Josh is taking care of that right now. We're getting some prelims done that they need us to handle. So he's getting on top of that. We're excited for it. And that way we can also send you push notifications when we have a deal going on. We're not going to be spamming people every single day. It's like, hey, if we're doing, oh, by the way, the 40% discount on the Green Apple Delta 8, that's still a thing. Still a thing. 40% off of the Green Apple flavor Delta 8 at shellshockcbd.com. There are Halo gummies. If you've not tried these folks, I'm telling you, whew, they're awesome. Love them to death. Love it. It's a great feeling. It doesn't smell and reek of weed. You get the same effects. It's clean. It's pure. We third-party test every single one of them just to make sure that you're getting what we promised that is going to be in your package. So, again, a lot of companies don't do that. It's not a requirement. We do. So, again, we're grateful. We're thankful for all of our people. Also, on 1920brand.com, we've now got the sample size. We've got the Mojito Blend and the Old Fashioned. 1920brand.com. Fits in your purse for the alcoholic near you. So, excited for that. 1920brand.com. Welcome to the show today. You know, I haven't really been focusing on the news ever since I got home yesterday. You know, I'm stopping by Lowe's again today on the way home. Hopefully, fingers crossed, but I'm not counting on it. My last trip for this project. These are chickens. Chickens, folks. I think I've dropped almost $2,000 on a coop for chickens. Makes no sense, but whatever. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. I'm excited for it. So I built this. Ugh. So anyway, as we continue to see in the news, people are just turning on Biden left and right. They're dropping like flies from political pundits to Democrats. Of course, conservatives are sitting there standing and saying that Biden needs to withdraw. Actually, funny enough, a lot of conservatives are not saying anything because it's like, we probably should keep Biden in the race because that's a slam dunk. Biden's approval rating right now is what hemorrhage, it's like hanging or hemorrhaging, whichever one you want to call it, around 36 to 37%. Folks, presidents running re-election and those approval rating numbers, they don't win re-election. It's that bad. It's that, yeah, I'm building a chicken lago. I'm building the chicken lago. Oh, I'll be gaming tonight with my Twitch fam. We're gonna do some grilling. I'm excited, man. You know, today is one of those days that I wake up feeling blessed. I feel really good, and it's rare. Those days are rare, so that's why I appreciate them. But like tonight, I'm gonna go home, hit Lowe's, work on the coop. We're gonna grill and then dip in the pool, and I'm gonna do some gaming tonight. So if y'all want to come hang out and do some PUBG, relax with us, just hang out in the Discord and chat with everybody. We have a really, really wonderful, welcoming gaming community of people. There's about like 10, 15 of us. You're more than welcome to come and join us. It's in my Discord chat. You can get that link over on Twitch if you type in !! Discord. That link will populate. And then we'll do some PUBG tonight, and I'll probably be baked off my ass. So, yeah, Liz Wallace and her husband are going to be, yeah, y'all regulars. I know, Liz. I know. Special treatment. Good Lord. Other people listening to the podcast, like, who the hell are these people? Like, they're my gaming fam. And actually, it's really cool. They're great people. They're great people. So, let's get into the news, folks. I know that's what you're here for. Certainly not my devilishly good looks or just amazingly sounding voice. Now, so, New York Times bestseller author had thousands of child porn images on his computer. Police arrested a New York Times bestselling author on Wednesday in New Hampshire on child porn charges after authorities launched an investigation in March. 64-year-old Brendan Dubois. Every single one of you out there that hasn't seen this yet, you're sitting there like crossing your fingers, hoping to God it's not like not one of your favorite authors. Like, oh, please, God, please don't let it be J.K. Rowling. Please don't let it. No, she wouldn't do that. But still, 64-year-old Brendan Dubois turned himself in after Exeter Police Department executed a search warrant at his residence, TMZ reported Thursday. The police agency has joined forces with the Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force, also known as ICAC, on the case. Dubois was arraigned, on 6 counts of possession of child sexual abuse images, according to WMUR. Prosecutors said a mountain of images was found on the suspect's computer, and Exeter Police Detective Patrick Mulholland said at least 5,600 images were flagged as possible child sexual abuse images. Good Lord, over 400,000 images were further located on his hard drive. 400,000 pictures. Authorities began looking into the issue when Google alerted officials to stored images. In addition, Dubois allegedly typed into an online search about accidentally saving child porn to his Google Drive and asked how it could tell if Google had reported him to law enforcement. However, Dubois' defense argued that the suspect had no part in manufacturing the images, claiming it appeared there was a file sharing involved. It's just like, wow. You know, I'm fully in favor of the death penalty for this. I know that sounds very extreme, folks, but this is disgusting. Because, you know, when you are engaging in something like this, when you are consuming something like this, you are creating the demand for something like this, therefore they're going to continue doing this and worse to children. You are the causation. I genuinely feel like the death penalty, you know, and the reason I say that, and to some that could come off as an extreme. I get that. I understand that. But folks, again, we've shifted our societal laws, if you will, to becoming very, very lackadaisical. That's why you see crime just continuing to spike in liberal shithole cities. When people are not scared of the ramifications of their actions or you know, the responsibilities thereof, it's kind of like, why would they be afraid? This dude had over 400,000. He wasn't afraid? Like, I'm sorry, folks. Like, when I leave a grocery store or a Walmart and that alarm accidentally goes off, I feel like I stole something. Yeah, I know I didn't. But everybody gets that little panic. Oh, God, did I steal something? It's like, I swear to God, I'm innocent. Even that makes me nervous. This dude had 400,000 child pornography images, and he wasn't afraid? That just tells me, bro, that's going to continue on. It's disgusting. I genuinely feel for it. I don't want to spend a lot of time on this. It's a disgusting story. But folks, watch your children. Watch what they consume. Get them off. I mean, I'm sorry. Unless they are of the age of consent, being 18 above, they shouldn't even have social media. I'm sorry. They should not. It's a disgusting place out there. You got to remember, those of us that were raised with the internet, we understand it. We get it. Like, we were born with Google. We didn't trust this at first. We've kind of had this learning, or this experience, if you will. These kids don't. They grow up and it's already there. They don't know what it's like to like have that me AOL dial up. They weren't of those days. They don't know what Napster is. They don't know what LimeWire is. That's right. We'd like get all of our songs and stuff. They didn't experience that. Hell, half of us didn't even experience the rotary telephone. I mean, they had that at my grandparents' house. So these kids, they're born into this not knowing the dangers that come with it. We kind of saw this as it progressed. So you got to monitor this stuff. Snapchat? Oh, good Lord. God knows what's going on over there. They're not going to catch everything. And just, I'm telling you, parents, look at some of these stories of how these predators, it's all via online. You've got to watch what your children are consuming. It's just, that's being a responsible parent. I know a lot of people, it's like, you know, you want to take this position of being your child's friend. Don't do it. You're not their friend. You're their guardian. You watch over them. The shepherd loves the sheep, but he does what he has to do to guide the sheep in the right direction. Sometimes it's just smack them on the ass. We have too many friends, not enough parents. That's all. I'm not going to get into a thing on that, but yeah, there you go. Now, more funny news. I swear to God, this is real. I swear to God, this is real. Democrats, you know, I got to give it to the Democrats that have just basically, you know, they're donning their scuba gear and they're just like, we're going down with this ship. We're going down with this ship. We see what Joe Biden has become, what he's turned into, what evolved into, whatever you want to call it. We've seen what Joe Biden's turned into, and there are still Democrats that are holding out. They are refusing to acknowledge, like, your guy is done. You are beating this geriatric horse to death. You need to let it. But, you know, that's what I'm saying. It's the best thing for Republicans if they keep Biden in there. Biden's approval rating, he's not going to get reelected. You know, top that, cherry on top, he's not there. His mental faculties are not there. He is an old man. That's just the nature of life. And then you see people like Barack Obama doing their best to run interference via the press by, you know, leading him off the stage, hand on the back. Oh, you can tell that Obama is acting there. Come on, Joe, let's get out of here, you old fucker. He knows Biden is out of it. You look at his eyes, the way he turns his whole body versus his head. He's not there. So I say that because Democrats are just going down with the ship. Well, you know, the gaffes continue. Here is Joe Biden introducing President Zelensky, and I'm
folks,
I'm just gonna play the clip. You listen to it yourselves, because I'm telling you, this is just freaking hilarious. This is the greatest thing ever.
And now I want to hand it over to the president of Ukraine, who has as much courage as he has determination. Ladies and gentlemen, President Putin.
You see Zelensky standing there watching Biden as he's doing this intro. And, you know, Zelensky doesn't speak English, so he's just kind of like, ah, okay. And then he hears President Putin. And Zelensky's face is kind of like, what? Because, I mean, you got to imagine, you don't speak the language, and he says he's going to introduce you. You know he's about to introduce you. And then at the end of it, the very last name is President Putin. And just like, what? Like, this guy's got to be so confused. He's got to be so confused, just standing there like, what the hell is going on? And Democrats will still sit there and lie to your face and tell you, it's like, no, he's fine. What are you talking about, John? There's nothing wrong with them. At this point, folks, it's funny. It's one more time. Let's listen. It's the greatest thing ever.
And now I want to hand it over to the president of Ukraine, who has as much courage as he has determination. Ladies and gentlemen, President Putin.
Zelensky just what?
You're gonna beat President Putin.
He's like, he caught himself right at the very end. He's gonna beep. President Putin's what I meant.
And now I want to hand it over to the president
Love
of Ukraine.
Love
who
it.
Has as much courage as Love he has it. Determination. Ladies and gentlemen, President Putin.
Like I paused it, and you just see Zelensky. Like I said, it's just the greatest thing ever. It's just the greatest thing ever. So, yes, Democrats, you just buckle up. You're going down with the ship. You're just, screw it. No, he's fine. He's fine. He introduces Putin like that all the time. Folks, I mean, what are you going to do? What else are you? You got to laugh. You got to laugh at it. You're like, good grief. That's what it is. It's a circus. It's now become, we are the laughing stock of the world right now. You know, imagine seeing a different country. Imagine seeing France or England or something. Even Queen Elizabeth wasn't this bad. Even Queen Elizabeth wasn't this bad. And here's Joe Biden just roller coastering down and plummeting further, you know, into just more, you know, cognizant disarray. This guy is out of it. He is out of it. He's old. Let him go. Let it go, Elsa. Let it go. He's probably not sniffing as many kids these days. You know, he's slowing down. He's an old man. That's what they do. He's going to prune up and then he's eventually going to kick the bucket. Oh, we are doing Twitch giveaways, by the way, today, Friday. Today is Friday. We are doing Twitch giveaways. Here we go. If you're a subscriber over on Twitch, you're entered to win. We're going to get a free product. Tier 1 is one free product. Tier 2 is two free products. And Tier 3 is three free products or one dark matter. I think that's what we agreed to. So if you're a subscriber over on Twitch, you're entered to win. And it also supports the show. And you get entered to win free goodies from Shellshock. Or if you want to do 1920brand.com or johnburke.com, it's really up to you. So, all right,
folks, moving on to the next one.
More Democrats urge Biden to drop out following NATO. I haven't seen this. This is the big boy press conference he talked about, right? Because last I saw, they pushed it. Chat, did he actually do that? Apparently he did it. How bad was it? Anybody watch it? I didn't even see it. Nobody saw it? Okay. You never got your giveaway from the debates, JSAC? Did you email us? Did you email support at shellshockcbd.com? You should have said something sooner. We'll make that right. It was embarrassing. Was there a lot of gaffes? I'll have to go back and watch it. Virginia Group founder Richard Branson said Friday that it's time for President Biden to consider what's at stake and step back from another run. You know, again, you've got a couple of facts. This guy has got a 37% approval rate. You have, I mean, come on, folks. In your at least third or fourth year, you've got to start doing something. If you notice, a lot of presidents, whatever, will start actually getting stuff done in the later years of their presidency. Why is that? Because it gives them something to actually run on, some kind of record. They'll find something. Oh, they said VP Trump. Oh, okay. I mean, it doesn't surprise me. Doesn't surprise me at all. Whether in politics or in business, a true hallmark of forward-looking leadership is to build a lasting legacy, and that includes knowing when to hand over the baton to a younger generation. I love, man, I really love how Democrats are just padding this. They have this thing of like, look, we're all in agreement. He's got to go. We got to get the old fucker out of here. He's done. So how can we do this without getting egg on our face? And everything from like the George Clooney's and stuff, it's always about, you know, he's a hero. He needs to be the hero that they're going to create this environment of like ushering him down. It's like, let's bring the savior off the cross. He needs to rest. It's not going to be, you suck, which is what it should be. It's what it should be legitimately. You've got almost 4 years of inflation. You've got a wide open southern border. You've got crime spiking all over the place. You've got Chicago run amok. You've got shelters all over the nation that are just overflowing with illegals. You've got illegals murdering Americans. Folks, I challenge anybody. Can you give me something that Biden has effectively done that has benefited our American society as a whole? It certainly hasn't been gas prices. I don't see the grocery store price is dropping. I'm talking about the things that really matter to you. I haven't seen anything. So for Democrat, I mean, you have to think, folks. Look, there's a perspective that you and I, the voters, can have towards this thing. But if you're on Biden's campaign team, if you're with them and you're in these backdoor rooms and you're having your little huddles and sit downs and you're strategizing, what's our plan here? You have nothing to pull from on your arsenal. You've got nothing. What are some positive things that even Democrats, right now your goal going into, you've got to have the Democrats united behind you. Trump, for the most part, has the GOP. There are a lot of holdouts that are saying, I'm not going to vote for him. I get it. But Trump pretty much has a very united front at this point moving in. Even Nikki Haley has, you know, told her people, go vote for Trump. DeSantis is speaking at the RNC convention. They even got porn star Amber Rose. Just wonderful. But either way, it's united. The Democrats, you're not united. And folks, November is right around the corner. You got to remember, a lot of these politicians campaigned for up to a year and some change prior because they need time to get the word out. Wait, this is what, July, August, September, October? You really, realistically, you've got 3 good months of campaigning. That's starting literally now. I mean, anybody that says they know what's going to, I don't know. I realistically think that if they run Joe Biden, they know they're going to lose. If they do replace him, it's going to have to be soon. But who do they got? Hochul, whatever you want to call him. We got some articles on that. I mean, everybody's speculating Michelle Obama. She's already said no. Hillary Clinton, Josh thinks. Nobody knows. Folks, it's a wild card game at this point. But the other thing is, though, number two, will Biden actually step down? That's what matters. That's what counts. Now, of course, with mounting pressure from his own side, you are eventually going to have to step down. Outside of that, they don't have time to invoke the 25th. That's going to take a process. You ain't got enough time. 25th's out the door. The only reason they'd use the 25th is if he gets reelected and he's clearly unfit for duty. Then they 25th him. But outside, 25th ain't going to happen. I realistically don't think that's it. So nobody really knows. So we're just going to watch the, you know, we're just sitting here, you know, up in the bleachers, just watching the Democrats on the field. It's like, what the hell are they doing? You know, you're like, you're on the 20. You've got a field goal option. And you're just kind of like, what the hell are they doing? 2-point conversion. You don't have to do that. That field goal is right there and you'll win. You don't need the 2-point. It's interesting to say the least. I'm not going to lie. This is a very interesting political time that we're living in, folks, because I can't think of another time where we were in this type of situation. And it's sad that it's America. I wish it was another country. I wish it wasn't us. But needless to say, here we are. Man, this is totally fitting. Hold on. There we go. I did an update for my computer right before the show, and for some reason, some of these articles are showing up wonky. Trying to reload it here. Hold on. I don't know what's going on with this. It's always something, isn't it, folks? It's always something. Alec Baldwin. Rush shooting trial paused as judge considers defense's request to dismiss case. Now, the armorer got jail time. And she's done. Like, she's done in that industry. She'll never get a job again. Alec Baldwin rush shooting, blah, 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 blah. Judge Mary Marlowe Summer recessed the jury in Alec Baldwin's Rust movie shooting trial until Monday morning at 8:30 a.m. local time. The judge chose to send the jury home in order to continue the special motions hearing that began around 9 a.m. local time on Friday, July 12th. Judge Summer heard arguments concerning live rounds that were handed over to law enforcement after the conclusion of Rust armor Hannah Gutierrez Reed's trial. Baldwin's lawyers claimed the prosecution concealed the live rounds from the defense by labeling the evidence under a different case number. Alex Spiro also noted that the rounds were not sent to the FBI for analysis despite possibly matching rounds in pro-distributor Seth Kenny's possession. Special prosecutor Kerry Morrissey argued the rounds were not considered exculpatory evidence. While the trial is paused for the day, Judge Sommer will hear from lead Rust detective Corporal Alexandra Hancock along with Kennedy and Gutierrez Reed's lawyer, Jason Bowles, about the new evidence. It's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. He's going to walk. Yeah, and I'm not sitting there like this guy should get life in prison. But if Hannah Gutierrez gets jail time for being negligent, you know, you can try and cut this whichever way you want, but the law is the law is the law. Alec Baldwin is the prime example here. And I know we haven't went on Alec Baldwin in a while, but he is the prime example of what liberals scream about. You talk about people, you know, gun violence and yada, 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 and how people should have to go to classes to get blah, 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 blah. Well, Alec Baldwin, here's the thing. You could take the position of, oh, I didn't know. Alec Baldwin, you can go back and watch the movie Red October. I think he was using a Glock or something in that movie. This guy's got gun experience. Don't let him kid you. You can't say this, oh, I didn't know. I bet I couldn't even go back and count the number of movies where you've shot a gun. At some point, that comes with a certain level of experience. So if you're sitting there saying you didn't know, you most certainly did know. Yeah, exactly. I don't know won't save you from a negligent discharge. That's on you. It's the same in the military. I mean, isn't that fair in the military? That's how we operate. Doesn't matter what you did. If you pulled that trigger and you negligently discharged that round, it's your ass. Well, this guy does it, but he murders somebody. Bro, I mean, you did it clear as day. You don't get to sit there and you know, claim innocence. So I didn't know is not an excuse. It's not even a reason. It's the fact that you didn't know, so you should not have been operating that weapon until you did. And his first defense was, I didn't pull the trigger. Well, they're not using that defense in this trial now. They're trying to blame it on Sarah Gutierrez. Bro. Because even when he started saying that immediately after the murder, every gun expert was on social media saying, you are full of shit. You don't know what you're talking. This was a Colt, like a Colt 45. You have to cock the hammer, and then you have to pull the trigger. He says, I didn't pull the trigger. The gun just went off. Sure it did, Alec. Sure it did. And I'm not a gun connoisseur. But isn't that, like, what was it? It's a double action, right? You can pull the hammer back, but you still have to pull the trigger versus you just pull the trigger and the hammer drops automatically. I've always confused the two. But homeboy, you pulled the trigger. There is no way out of that. But now, and folks, here's the thing. If he walks, single action, thank you. If he walks, that's going to set a precedent. And that's only going to help fuel liberals' anger over people that utilize firearms in a negligent manner. I mean, isn't it kind of funny? Like, liberals kind of showcase the reason why, I guess maybe you should be forced to go to a class to get a firearm because that's what you want, but you don't do it, and then this happens. So it's like, You had the option to go take a safety course. You didn't. And then you killed somebody. So then why are you going to sit there and demand other? It's like your own people are fucking this up. How are you going to try and hold us to this thing? We're not the ones shooting up schools and murdering people on movie sets. We're just saving it in case the government gets too crazy. That's it. It's not that hard. I'm finishing that chicken coop this weekend. So help me. I'm finishing it. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. Oh, my goodness. Speaking of guns and ammunition, like, can't even make this up. Gun ammunition vending machines installed in Texas, Oklahoma, and Alabama grocery stores. You know, just when you think society is going too far left, somebody comes along and just smacks it so far right. It's like, God, yeah, I forgot. We still live in America. We have so much socialism and stupidity out there. Something comes along. It's like, you just look at it. All the dudes are like, hell yeah, brother. Hell yeah, brother. It's the truth. Ammunition vending machines. And here's the thing. I could totally see myself using this. Why? Because I've been meaning to stock back up on 9mm. I've been low on 9mm for months. I need to go. It's like, you know what? Fuck it. There's a vending machine. I'll grab 3 mags worth right now. I'm serious. How many of you all have, well, you know, I'm not like the biggest gun guy. I do like guns. I have a few firearms. Still need to get a shotgun, by the way. But still, it's like, there are some people, and I'm not knocking this, but they look for, they love going into the gun stores and smelling the ammunition and then rubbing it all over the bodies. Ah, I get it. Trust me, I get it. But I'm not one of those guys. So it's like, fuck, I look at it as a chore. It's like, I got to go get more ammo. I attribute this to because I've been around guns my entire life, especially in the military. You know, when SHOT Show and stuff was happening, and it's still, I don't go anymore. It's not appealing. But you know, they'd have machine gun range days and stuff. So, hey, you want to come out and shoot this? And it's like, I don't care, dude. I mean, I've put millions around through Mark 48s, 240s, 50 cals, saws, you name it. And it's like, it's badass when you first do it. Oh, don't get me wrong. And when you join the military and you shoot your first full auto, it's like, bro, I mean, it's hard to be prone when you got a massive erection behind a 240. I was a weapons squad leader, bro. Machine gun theory, knew all of it. Loved being a weapons squad leader. I mean, honestly, being a weapons squad leader, it's one of the easiest jobs, but man, it's one of the funnest. Because basically you have two machine gun teams under your control, and they usually get attached to a maneuver squad. And realistically, that squad leader is going to maneuver that squad, and you're kind of there behind him assigning the machine gun team. So say, for example, he's got his Alpha and Bravo team. Dude, I'm getting flashbacks talking about this, but I absolutely love it. When you've got, you know, your Alpha and Bravo team up online, and they're firing, and, you know, he's calling back to the platoon sergeant, platoon leader, rather, what's going on, what kind of contact he's got. The PL will look back, who's got, usually has a weapons squad leader on his hip saying, hey, you know, push the gun one up on the left flank or push gun one up on the middle or whatever. And that's the weapons squad leader's job, is to guide those gun teams and then make sure they're functioning accordingly. And that was such a fun gig. But what I'm saying is I've been around guns so much, so I would definitely utilize an ammunition vending machine, provided the prices were not just astronomically high. So I think that's badass. Do they have a picture of this? They got vending machines are now being used for more than snacks, beverages, or DVDs and 3D. Wait, do people still use Redbox? Do people still use Redbox? Is that a thing? Like, who still uses DVDs? Anybody? Is anybody still use? I don't know anybody that still uses DVDs. Vending machines sold by the Texas-based company American Rounds have been installed in Texas, Oklahoma, and Alabama to sell ammunition for handguns, rifles, and shotguns. Born in the USA, brother. Our ammo is not accessible sitting on a shelf, and we are the only company that absolutely 100% requires an ID verification, said the grant. You know, that's a very good point. This should please liberals. You want to make sure there's ID, that this doesn't get to the hands of children? Is the best way. It's automated. Major said 6 have already been installed across those 3 states. The company will install 2 more in Texas and Colorado. Think they're going to make a lot of money off of that? Yeah, those are kind of like those impulse purchases. I could see it doing well. I really could. I could totally see that. Yeah, vending machines use AI. Yeah, because we were looking into doing CBD vending machines, and then to sell Delta 8, they do have those AI recognition, facial recognition features. Absolutely. You see this article about, dude, my, like I said, this is what I'm seeing now. Like I did an update on my computer and now it's all glitchy. The graphics are just all glitchy and crappy. I don't know what's going on here. Josh Hawley touts racist theory that liberals want to replace Christmas with Pride Month. This is from MSM.com. Like, you know, how is it racist to make the claim that liberals want to replace Christmas with Pride? How has that anything to do with race? That's weird. Senator Josh Hawley out of Missouri spoke to Conference of Christian Nationalists on Monday, touting a fabricated version of his history and the so-called Great Replacement Theory along with it. According to the Bucks County Beacon, Hawley's speech to the National Conservative Conference excited attendees by calling the United States a Christian nation. The truth is Christian nationalism is not a threat to American democracy. Christian nationalism founded American democracy, he said. Hawley also gave his own version of the Great Replacement Theory. The concept is that white people are being replaced by people of color and that whites will become a minority in the U.S. I mean, I wouldn't say that's a theory. I'd say that's actually happening. I'd say that's actually happening. You know, why do they call this a theory? Like economists and the rest of they talk about this all the time. But in Hawley's heads, whites aren't being replaced by black and brown foreigners. Instead, the left is replacing those ununified in Christianity with secularist ideologues and with the progressive beliefs in diversity, equity, inclusion, and LGBT acceptance. What kind of acceptance is destroying the America, he says? Again, I've looked at this. I don't see anything he's saying is wrong. I certainly don't see how this is any way remotely racist. Just got a text from the 1920 brand. Mr. Carr, what did it say? What are you wearing? How is making this claim that the LGBT is destroying the moral fabric of this country, how is that in any way, shape, or form racist? In fact, if I was you, I would classify that more as homophobic. Maybe they'll clarify later in the article. Let's keep reading. Instead of Christmas, they want Pride Month. Instead of prayer in schools, they venerate to the trans flag. Diversity, equity, and inclusion are their watchwords. Okay, I am not one of the biggest fans of Josh Hawley. I'm really not. But there hasn't been anything that he's said that I've read that I adamantly disagree with. Folks, you can sit there and say that it's not happening. I mean, isn't this something the Democrats have tried in the past and recently as well with this defense of, oh, that's not really happening. There's not really children at these drag shows. That's not happening. Well, thank God for social media. Because it is happening, and it's happening quite frequently, might I add. You can sit there and bury your... But you're doing this because you're bad faith. I don't expect you to be honest about this. It's like it's having a debate with Democrats on border policy or guns. You're not going to get a good faith debate on that because they don't have the statistics. They don't have the logic. Instead, they have emotion. And expecting them to be anything outside of what they are kind of makes you the idiot, doesn't it? I mean, it's like, bro, you're not going to squeeze blood from a rock, and you're certainly not going to get a liberal to think. I'm just saying, that should be a shirt. That should be a shirt. Their new Holy Trinity are, and they expect their preach, hold on. Their new Holy Trinity, and they expect their preach much to be obeyed. They may speak of tolerance, or they may speak of tolerance, but they practice fundamentalism. Now this is the left's true replacement theory, their true replacement agenda to replace the Christian ideals of which this nation was founded, and to silence those Americans who still dare to stand by. Sadly, the Republican Party of the last 30 years has been in no position to resist the onslaught, he continued. It flies in the face of love, Hawley says, drives his Christian nationalism. A Christian nationalism organization around Christian ideals, a nationalism driven not by conquest, but by common purpose, animated not by fear, but by common love, Hawley promised. The Beacon spoke with journalist and speaker Catherine Stewart, who penned the book The Power Worshippers, Inside the Dangerous Rise of Religious Nationalism. You know, I love how Democrats always try and tie those buzzwords in with Christianity, but you never see them tying those buzzwords in with Islam. They don't. It's never. Well, I mean, I'm serious. When is the last time you saw on any social media site any leftist-leaning MSM outlet tying any type of nationalism, theological national, with Islam? Islamic nationalism. Is that even a thing with y'all? I mean, that is a thing. You do realize, right? That is a thing. They want Muslim. They want Islam nationalism. I get why. I mean, folks, Democrats, you can sit there and play like, it's like, where is this sudden rise of the Bible thumpers? I mean, they're just really starting to get animated with their beliefs. Because for the last 10, 15 years, you've been forcing the degeneracy on them to the point where it's like, look, they're going to start pushing back. And they're going to push back with what they know, which is Christian fundamentalism. So if you don't like it, well, guess what? They don't like your beliefs. But I have to say, in the last 10 to 15 years, the right has become more inclusive. They become more tolerant. Because before it was like, oh, we don't want the gays getting married. I mean, I lived through this. Now it's like, you know what? I changed my mind. It's your right to do as you see fit. It's your freedom to do it. And that was kind of like, that's what you were striving for. That's what you wanted. Well, you got it. Not in all 50 states yet, but you did get it. But it didn't stop there. And then you turned around and you ushered in the trans stuff. And then Christians are like, bro, you're trying to go after children. It's like, oh, that's not happening. Yes, it is. Hysterectomies at young ages. The insanity that has gripped this nation. And you sit there and you're like, well, why are these Christians getting so uppity? Because, bro, the gay movement, you really went far beyond what I didn't even expect this. I'm like, all right, we got to deal with the freaking fruitcake parades. Okay. No, boy, was I wrong. Folks, this is real life. You can sit there and pretend this isn't real, but this is 100% real. And this is where they've taken us. So naturally, it's cause and effect. It's cause and effect. You have no one to be mad at except yourselves. But you will not hold yourselves accountable. There are some gays that do. I do respect and appreciate them. They'll be like, bro, I'm not a part of the LGBTQ anymore. You guys are nut jobs. But then again, I mean, imagine. This was a progressive organization. It's probably one of their biggest ones, if you think about it, that is just at its core, at the nucleus, it's progressivism, it's degeneracy, it's insanity, it's the love is love, it's everything. It's like this all-encompassing perversion that they dress up and say, oh, it's just love. We love them, we love everybody, No, I don't love pedophiles. I don't love people that want to be naked in front of children. I don't love grown men pretending to walk around dressed up as women. I don't understand what's to love about that. I don't, I will say when people are not hurting other people, I don't hate them. I'm not out there just trying to ruin your life. That's not my concern. But when you get involved with the children, then you deserve the violent pushback. You legitimately do. And that's where the LGBT is gone. I mean, am I wrong on this, folks? All you have to do is just pull up the news. Look at California. My God. California is one of the greatest examples of how not to be, of what happens when you let degeneracy run your moral compass, or rather the lack thereof. It's kind of what happens. You got homeless people shitting all over the streets, sleeping everywhere. Violence is up. The economy's in just shambles. I love how they're just trying to paint Josh Hawley here. Like, oh, he's saying all these horrible things. I don't see it. I didn't see anything that really kind of was just like, wait, what?
Right now with Papa Murphy's,
yeah, we've got these ads on this. Five takeaways from Biden's comeback press conference. President Biden held a highly anticipated solo press conference Thursday evening to speak with the White House press corps amid concerns about his mental fortitude. For reporters, it was a definitive trial to determine if Biden's confused and inarticulate demeanor at his first presidential debate against former President Trump was a fluke or a sign of growing problem for the administration. It was a fluke. Guys, what is there to say there's a fluke about? He did the same thing he's been doing on the international stage at these events, at these small press conferences. This isn't a fluke. I like how they're trying to frame this. It's like, it's a once a time. No, it's not. We've been seeing this for the last 3 years. The only thing the debate changed is that, like, we got at least an hour and a half example showcasing the fact that you can't cover this up anymore. You can't cover this up. The entire world watched your guy fumble all over his tongue, looking around lost. That guy was out of it.
Hey, listen here, Jack.
So I'm just, you know, it's funny to me. Before the press conference even began, Biden started out stumbling. We introduced Ukraine President Vladimir Zelensky as President Putin. Oh, that's what that was from. Okay. Oh, bro. Yeah, you really tanked it then. And now I want to hand over to blah, 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 blah. We just listened to this. Okay. Biden seemed to realize his embarrassment or his embarrassing verbal stumble mentioning Russian President Vladimir Putin. He's going to be okay. When President Biden finished his opening remarks, he opened the floor to questions but announced that he had been given a list of people to call on. Bro, that kind of defeats the point of a press conference. Why not just have a sit-down interview with these people? That's basically what you're doing. You're choosing, like, was Peter Ducey one of them? Was Peter Ducey one of them? I'm just curious. Was he? Probably not. During and after the press conference, Biden's immediate team and their wider ecosystem of allies were quick to tout the event as an overwhelming success. Of course, Biden could have went up there and crapped his pants again. Liberals would have said, oh, we won. We won. No, you didn't. He literally introduced Zelensky as Putin. That's like introducing the Pope as Satan. Like, bro, what? A little Freudian slip there? Is that what that was? Come on, Biden. Come on, press. What are you doing with this? You're lying through your teeth. But these are Democrats. This is what they do. It would be foolish of us to expect them to act in any way different than what they normally do because they're full of shit. Oh, it's hilarious. Many claim the president's answers regarding foreign policy issues showed him to have expertise in international affairs. To answer the question in everyone's minds, no, Joe Biden does not have a doctorate in foreign affairs. He's just that effing good. White House Deputy Press Secretary Andrew Bates wrote him. He's just that effing good. Yeah. He just can't introduce the right president's name. Bro, you literally just stumbled on international affairs like a big deal. The president's name. But yeah, the policy is good on him. The name's not so much. Yeah, that makes sense. That makes perfect sense if you don't think about it. This is a very strong performance. Quite frankly, POTUS is putting on a masterclass in how form. Oh, spare me. Spare me. One Democratic activist went so far to say he believes there are people who owe President Biden an apology after the bookmark those tweets. Bookmark those tweets and save them for September because debate numero two is coming and your boy is not going to pull a Rocky Balboa. He's getting freaking Apollo Creed'd. He's done. You know, you owe Joe Biden an apology. Okay. We'll see if he's even alive in September. I'm being honest here. This guy is declining so fast. Just put a spreadsheet up in the back now. Like, who's taking bets? Which month and which day? It's horrible. I know. I don't care. He's a horrible human being. It's just funny to me. But, man, to see how, again, like the likes of NBC and CNN have turned on him, yet there are still certain leftist MSM outlets that are going down with the ship. Because in hoping of somehow securing favoritism from Democrat readers. They don't give a damn. Don't get it twisted. They don't give a shit about Joe Biden. They do not care about Joe Biden. They care about giving the appearance of we're the place you can come to always have the echo chamber of ideas that you like. And that means whoever it is that supports that idea, we're going to go down with them to the very end. And if that means like, oh, you know, we're going to praise Joe Biden as the next Jesus Christ, they're going to do it. They've been doing it. They've been running interference for this guy left and right. There were tweets by Democrats on Twitter. And this is, and I know like Twitter is not the place you go to get like really good news. But it's funny to see the levels of cope, you know, and it's always middle-aged women. Like, what is it with you women? You know, I got to be fair. There are some dudes that are just as wacky. But it's like, oh, Trump poisoned his water on the debate stage. That's why I shit you not. They were literally saying this. Oh, CNN was manipulating the audio. How dare you, CNN? And you're just like, my God. Are you seeing the things that you're responding with? You know, in the 8 stages of grief, you know, bargaining, it's kind of where you're at right now. Or denial, rather. Excuse me, you're living in denial. I mean, that was a train wreck, folks. I enjoyed it. I really did enjoy it. I mean, if you watch the stream, we had like almost like, what, 1,200 live viewers. It was a lot of fun. Ooh. That was just kind of like, good Lord. And as it went on, he was getting worse. You could clearly tell it was getting worse. He did have some good responses here and there, but they were not enough to count that it was like he had a very good strong defense or offense for that matter. It was just like, he's staying alive. He's doing his best to keep his nose above water. He keeps sinking every now and then. So you're just kind of like, does mom got to jump in and get the kid before he drowns? Like, So debate number 2, Biden's toast. Because don't forget, he's got 2 more debates that he agreed to. If he keeps them and they don't find a reason to bow out, you know, here's the thing. We need to start speculating. What are they going to bow out? What's the reason they're going to bow out of the second debate with? What are they going to use? That's the real question. Family emergency. The economy needs me. Flies off into the sunset. Clearly going the wrong direction. It's the truth. What are they going to do? That's the question. Hunter overdoses? Nah. Hunter and Jill want him to keep power. I don't know. It's a good question. It's a good question. The press conference was panned as a disaster on social media by conservatives who criticized the president for a performance they said featured Biden stumbling through the answers to reporters' questions about foreign policy in the 2024 presidential race. Democrats are still deeply divided on whether Biden needs to step down. Former White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said the Democrats in Congress and supporters of the president want to see leadership in the effort to defeat Trump in November but cannot decide how to proceed. You see, that's what I'm saying, folks. If Biden was not running against Donald Trump, let's just pull up your chairs, shitheads. Let me ask you a very genuine question here. Do you think the left would be as adamant about running interference for Joe Biden if he was running against Ron DeSantis? Do you think the left would be circling the wagons to this level? Because the only point that I'm trying to, you know, you can substitute DeSantis for literally any other, well, maybe not Nikki Haley. I don't think they would be as willing to stay with Biden all the way down. I think it would be like they jumped off of him a long time ago. Because in their mind, Trump is the Antichrist. DeSantis they can deal with. Anybody else they don't view as like a Trump guy, they could probably deal with. And, you know, it's funny how Jen Psaki and the rest of them, they always phrase this as it's not that they want to vote in favor of Joe Biden. They want to vote in favor of being against Donald Trump. But there's going to be a lot of Democrats that are going to have to hold their nose and vote for Donald Trump this election because, honestly, why? Number one, it's not the fact, realistically, I don't think it's the fact that Joe Biden is senile at this point. I think that Democrats are tired of this economy, just like conservatives are. I think they are genuinely fed up with this economy, paying insane amounts for gas, groceries so unaffordable. Just the economy's just, it's what, we're like 8, 9% inflation right now? As it went down? So Democrats decided to go with Joe Biden, you know, and I really feel that this is probably Joe Biden clinging to power. Because you got to think, if the DNC is responsible for winning elections, their goal is to win elections, and you realize that your guy is there's just no way, you've done nothing. Well, I'm saying that the DNC has probably tried. They'd have to have tried to get Joe Biden out of there. Joe Biden is hanging in there. He's not going to quit. He's not stepping down because that's what it takes. And that's why I feel behind the curtain that nobody's really focusing on right now, I think there's some massive infighting within the DNC. Mark my words, folks, but Democrats are very good at presenting a united front. They are phenomenal about this. When Nancy Pelosi or Schumer snap that whip, people get into line. They go total line. Yes, sir, yes, ma'am. But I think the DNC, there's something going on behind the scenes on this. I really feel that way. I mean, they have to. Because the DNC can look at the polling. They can look at the approval rating and say, this guy is not who we need for a re-election. We got to get somebody else. Well, Joe ain't stepping down. He's not letting go of the delegates. So, millions in fundraising already, too, by the way. I keep sitting there. It's like all signs point to they're running Biden. They're going to keep Biden. All signs point to it. I could be wrong. I don't think I am. And you know, even I question this. Like, why would you run Joe Biden? That's the worst decision you can make. It's like, this doesn't make sense. But man, I'm here for it. I am here for it. Just merely for bread and circuses, entertainment value, if you will. Oh, by the way, chat, what are your thoughts on this? You listening to the show, tweet me out. John Burke 39. You know they're making another Gladiator? They're making another Gladiator. Now, the first one, Russell Crowe, amazing movie. It's back when movies were really good. And they're making another one. Now, to be fair, there are some of the stars coming back from the original one. I think it's the wife, the royal wife that loved him at the end. I think she's in it. And basically, I think this is one that's about his son or something to that effect. I saw the trailer. It didn't look very good. I mean, I don't know. Let's pull it up real quick. From what I saw, I was like, this doesn't, you know, it just kind of feels like, I don't know. Some things you just need to leave alone. There's no need to try and redo this. It's already a masterpiece. All right. Deadpool Wolverine, I'm looking forward to, yes. Pedro Pascal is in on this one, too. I'm excited for that. This comes out November 22nd. Here we go. We got the promo here. It's like a minute 30. Let's check this out. This came out 1 week ago.
This is not a matter over which a duel should be fought to the death.
Denzel Washington.
Should be settled quietly.
If this were to get out, war would follow Rome.
If you think this can be stopped, you are fooling yourselves. All of this madness began with Maximus Meridius. And now, years later, we are paying for his doing.
You rest your bones. I'll finish your quest for you.
I'm tired of reliving that nightmare every day. What do you want from me?
Revenge.
This is the last step in a master plan. A plan long in the making.
You know, I don't know. You know, it's got some great actors in there. Denzel Washington, he's really good in everything he's in. He's an amazing actor, phenomenal. I kind of feel like the premise of this, it's like, it's Gladiator 2. It's Arena. I mean, especially because, you know, we had that phase in cinema in America when we had, like, remember Rome? I think Rome was 2 seasons. That was really good. We had various different Roman, Italian-based series, movies. Gladiator was one. Man, I can't even think the rest of them on top of my head. But there was a big push for that. It's kind of like how the whole zombie phase. We had The Walking Dead. You had every zombie movie known to man because it was trending and popular. I kind of feel like this is going back to a period in American cinema that's already passed. Rome had its thing. all the movies about Rome, blah, blah, blah. And it was interesting. Don't get me wrong. But it's like, I think you're trying to go back and redo something that, you know, stop screwing up the classics. How many Rockies did we get? I mean, 5 was pushing it. Let's be honest. We didn't need Tommy Gunn. Drago would have been perfect. Now, originally, I remember Stallone said that he actually wanted to kill off Rocky, but he didn't. Then we got Creed. Then we got everything. I was like, oh my gosh. Let the classics go. Now, I will say, and I'm going to nerd out for a little, I will say that the Hobbit series I liked, I thought that was good. And they're doing another series on Gollum. Peter Jackson's coming back. I actually have faith in that. Because after Lord of the Rings and we got the Hobbit, I was like, I kind of like Hobbit better. I thought it was really good acting. But this new series, like, I'm excited. I think it's like the quest of Gollum. I think some of that effect. I think it's the story behind Gollum. We're going to see how it is. But this Gladiator, I don't know, man. I don't know. Planet of the Apes is another one they just beaten to death. They should have let that go. Jurassic Park did good. They did Jurassic World. That actually was pretty good. But then, you know, after the first Jurassic World, what were the other two? It was literally a repeat. Literally the same plot line. Oh, there's an island. Oh, there's dinosaurs. Oh, you got to escape the dinosaurs. Literally the same thing. But again, it's like, you know, how many different things can you really change, or how many different storylines can you develop around dinosaurs that should not exist, that do exist, and they guess they escape, and now dinosaurs are eating people, blah, 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 blah. It's like you're kind of constrained with the stories that you can tell in there. But either way, I don't think Gladiator 2 is going to be something that I'm going to look forward to watching simply for the fact I'm going to watch it, but I'm not looking forward to it because I'm going to go in there fully expecting to be just massively let down. Unless this, and I will say this, the special effects in movies like this don't matter. It's got to be the story. Because, I mean, the special effects on, like, maybe some sea battle, yeah, I get that. But there's a lot of movies. Like, look at the Avengers series. Massive special effects budget on that. Story writing, eh. Gladiator, pretty good storyline. Gladiator 2, it's going to have to be a really good, it has to be very well written. You've got some heavy hitter actors in there. Pedro Pascal, Denzel Washington. We'll see. I don't know. But I am looking forward to the new Deadpool. Deadpool, I don't think it's because people don't take it seriously. Ryan Reynolds found his niche. It wasn't Green Lantern. It was this. Deadpool was what he was born to play. And you can definitely tell there's a lot of Ryan Reynoldism comedy in these movies. And I think people really like that. So he's got his own little niche there, which is, you know, Adam Sandler had his, David Spade has his. You know, it's kind of like a comedy effect built around a certain person's genre of comedy, or their brand of comedy. And Ryan Reynolds has that with Deadpool, and it's very good. So this time I think he's got Hugh Jackman playing Wolverine, and it's about those two. So excited to see that. I am really excited to see that. That should be a good one. But as far as Gladiator 2, not so much. I don't know. All right, folks, so that does it for the All American Savage Show podcast today. Appreciate you being here. Twitch, don't go anywhere. We're doing a giveaway right after this. Hey, if you could do me a favor, go click like, leave a comment, or retweet the show, retweet the channel, retweet ever. We appreciate you being here. Also, check out shellshockcbd.com with the Halo Gummies. Green apple flavor is 40% off while supplies last. Bags are literally flying off the shelves. Folks, once they're gone, they're gone. Don't sleep on this. $20 a bag. Stock up right now. This is the green apple flavor. It's not coming back. ShellshockCBD.com. Again, green apple gummies. And also, don't forget to go check out our sister company, 1920brand.com. 1920brand.com for your great cocktail drink mixes. Delicious, made right here. We love them. We stand behind the products. Until next time, folks, I'll see you over on Twitch right after this. Stay savage, America.